The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Glad you're joining us. Very big program for you today. We're taking a look at Washington County and what's going on now, challenges of the past year, how'd we do? What's our economy shaping up to be? Because we always hear about what's happening somewhere else or in the country at large and foreign countries and everything else. Well, how are we doing? So we're going to take a look at that and the future. We're going to do a little crystal ball gazing on the future of the Central Texas area and the Brenham and Washington County area also, of course, as part of that. I've got Paige Michelle, the president and CEO of Washington County Chamber of Commerce, and Clint Colby, the project manager for the Brenham Foundation Economic Development. Oh, there we go. I said, wait a minute. And no, it's not industrial. And I have it right
early
here.
In the morning,
it is.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not quite on it. But we're going to be hearing from them in just a few moments. But stay tuned for that because these guys really do know what's happening and also how we who live in this area can make things better. Not just for ourselves, but for our businesses, for our economy here in general, because that's what puts food on the table for all of us here, no matter what. So we'll get the best ideas and all the info here coming forward. Meanwhile, I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner. Craig Montana running the studio for us. My colleague Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, in the studio as well this morning. And Jamie, before we put the microphone on and I stumbled around here, we saw that the markets are back up.
Indeed,
a little bit this morning. And oil and gas seems to be coming back up after a pretty funky day yesterday.
Dismal day yesterday. But, energy is up almost 2% today. That's good to see. There have been some articles written about that. And I wanted to thank the Chamber of Commerce people for coming in this morning. It's a great opportunity to hear what's going on here locally because that is what's important to us because these are the people that we're talking to now. And so it's a great opportunity to hear what the Chamber of Commerce is doing. So I'm really looking forward to the show today, and I hope everybody else too. And by the way, I want to thank all the businesses who have their speakers set on the show. It's always great to hear that. We go to some of the places around town and hear the show going on, so we want to thank you for that. And now they get to hear the chamber.
Well, they will. And, you know, the great thing is, and I've already forewarned Paige and Clint, a couple of topics that we're going to tackle. Oil and gas, by the way, we just mentioned it. That's going to be one of our areas that we're going to hear from them about. What's been the impact of the downturn in this particular commodity, the pricing, what's happened with some of the industries, et cetera, because, of course, we have some of that area activity here. So we're going to be checking in with that. And, of course, we're not all just oil and gas, and we're not all just Bluebell, right? So what else is going on? What do we need to be knowing about? And those of you who are small business and other business owners, whether it's healthcare, manufacturing, or whatever, you know what? You need to be keeping your ears right here on the Money Makeover Show as we take a look at some of the triumphs and challenges of the past year, and we look ahead to 2016. Where are the opportunities for all of us in our area? So I know you're going to want to stay with us. We'll take another look at a couple of mentions of things on the markets this morning, as always. In the meantime, hey, you know what? If you've got questions, if you've got something specific that you'd like to ask us, or you'd like to ask our guests during the program, you are cordially invited to give us a call at our 800 number, and that is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. The Money Makeover Show will be right back.
Now everything is easy. of you.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Hello, welcome to Billy Fowler's Real Estate Corner, a very pretty three-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath brick home located on a very quiet dead-end street. Home is getting a fresh look with new interior paint, new bathroom fixtures, and seller will either replace the carpet or provide an allowance, whichever you prefer. Asking price is $129,500, so hurry. To see this home or any home in our area, give me a call, 979-251-4568, or visit my website, Brenham Real EstateHomes.com.
Okay, you're not ready to go to a nursing home, but you do need help recovering from a stroke or surgery or other mishap. Now you can rehabilitate at Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation. Now offering outpatient services like physical, occupational, speech, respiratory, and IV therapy, as well as wound care. So if your doctor prescribes therapy, call Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation about their patient service. Call 979-836-9770 or stop in their facility at 400 East Sales Street in Brenham and speak to admissions coordinator Alice Birkelbach.
The end of 2015 is almost here, and so are the year-end clearance savings at WCP Outdoors in Brenham. Check out the huge savings on select Kawasaki ATVs and utility vehicles at a year-end clearance. Stop by WCP Outdoors in Brenham for all the great deals, or go online to WCTOut.com. Great deals on select Kawasaki ATVs and utility vehicles won't last long during our year-end clearance sale. Stop by WCT Outdoors in Brenham today to see for yourself. Ask about our used year-end specials as well. WCT Outdoors in Brenham is a place to shop.
Times are tough in Brenham right now. It's time for all Brenhamites to support the community by buying local at local merchants. Shopping out of town or online doesn't help the local economy. And when you support local businesses, they in turn can hire more staff and help keep the unemployment down in the area. Local merchants are your friends and neighbors, and they need your support to keep Brenham's economy strong and growing. Happy holidays from your local automobile dealership, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac.
Hi, this is Randy.
And this is Susan. And we are here to thank you for your support of Higgins South Shore, located at 2236 Market.
I've been there, and it is awesome. Great fashion, shoes, jewelry, and gift items at low prices. Bargains galore, the best shopping in all of Washington County.
Come see us. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 12 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 2. We're located at the Sutherland Shopping Center.
Thank you for your support, and God bless you.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. We have an office in Central Texas, and that is located downtown Brenham on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. And we have another one roughly St. James Place and San Felipe in Houston, just far enough away from all that holiday traffic that you can come by if you want to break in and take a look, take a little break from your shopping extravaganza in Houston. You can come in and talk about whatever's on your mind, and we're glad to have you. And again, that's on San Felipe and St. James Place. Big landmark there with multiple stories is the Marathon Oil building on the corner from us. So know exactly where we are. Jamie Keyes and I check in and out of there. And, in fact, Jamie and I had a 401k enrollment yesterday in Houston.
We did. We had a big enrollment. It was good to see because there was a lot of new employees. It was the end of the year enrollment period. And I know a lot of you out there had those going on, too. And it's very interesting to hear because I think there's almost a dozen people there. And this is not a very big firm, and so to have a dozen new employees was a pretty big deal. But it was great to meet them and have the opportunity to talk about going forward with their life and all the things that are available to them because their employer is willing to do that for them.
Yeah, and they have a nice company match, too. And so they've got it going on over there. And so it's always heartening to see the good parts of things instead of all the doom and gloom we hear about oil and gas and this and that, what does it really all mean and where does it really shake out for us in Texas and in South Texas and in Central Texas and, of course, even in Washington County. So we always like to get things brought home to where we can understand them a little bit better. So Jamie and I are pleased to welcome the president and CEO of the Washington County Chamber of Commerce, Paige Michelle, and Clint Colby, the project manager for the Brenham Economic Development Foundation. Good morning. Thanks for coming.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's kind of roll into this a little bit. You know, I just kind of set the stage a bit where we always hear so much about what's going on every place else. So we've had a lot of challenges all over the country and around the world, certainly. And we've had some challenges here. We had a major employer, Bluebell, for instance, that had some problems. They're just now getting back. And we've had lots of things going on in the oil and gas and manufacturing areas related to that. So if you were to say in a couple of words what last year, this 2015 period, has been as far as the economy and business climate in our area, well, how would you describe it?
It all has to go with jobs, you know. Brenham and Washington County has experienced their hardships for 2015. And historically, Brenham has had a very diversified economy. So we've always been able to stay stable, even when one industry went down. However, for this case and this year, there were multiple industries that experienced hardships with Bluebell and the general oil and gas industry. And so we did have experienced some job losses. We experienced about 600 losses around this time from last year. And so that is having a major impact on those people that were laid off. And
so what's happening as far as other industries cropping up or being able to absorb some of that, those folks?
Those job losses were concentrated in the manufacturing industry. However, there are several other major industries here in Washington County that are able to keep things stable. And that's governmental type of entities like the Brenham State Supported Living Center, Brenham ISD, Blinn College, and because those remain stable. Then we also have the healthcare industry, which is a large employer here in Washington County, and they're experiencing job growth right now.
Another thing that we see is we have a very robust tourism industry locally, and that's really been a great thing. I know they say even in downtimes, people will spend on small luxuries. So weekend getaways, you know, I think our area in Central Texas is really blessed for that, that folks from the large metropolitan areas will still come out, enjoy a weekend, and that's really been good for the economy.
So there is some expansion, as you were saying, and Clint, you were going to add to that, too.
Yeah, I just want to add to the tourism component for Washington County. An interesting statistic here in Washington County is that even though we've had the job losses in 2015, we've experienced an 8% increase in the sales tax revenues that were generated here in Washington County. And I think that really goes to show the impact that the tourism industry has in Washington County.
And that's very interesting to hear, an increase in sales tax revenue. And, Paige, your point about the tourism, it's very interesting to see some of the openings that have occurred in the restaurant industry here in Brenham. And so, you know, I think y'all are absolutely correct that there's a lot going on with people wanting to come here. I know a lot of people want to get out of Houston.
Even if it's just for a night or a weekend. We've had several new restaurants open. And I also want to say the local residents realize the importance of buying local. We've heard that message a lot from area businesses, from the Chamber of Commerce, and that has really made a difference. When people realize how important it is to do your shopping local.
So if you were to say something to just the average person, your elevator speech, if you will, about why this area is still coming through what's been some real challenges and continue to be challenges. It's really what the continued growth of existing businesses and industries, or is it more businesses coming in?
We experience most of the growth from existing businesses. And so the most important aspect of economic development is to take care of the businesses that are already here. And so that's a major component of our economic development strategy here locally.
We visit with the major employers on a regular basis, find out any challenges that they have, work through any obstacles to make sure they can conduct business and expand as they need. They say that over 80% of your growth will come from your existing businesses. So it is really important to make sure they stay strong.
Well, and to that end, too, can they just go on your website and see ways that they might be able to contact you or email you or specific types of programs that can actually reach out to those existing businesses and really assist them with making the most of their business here?
Yeah, businesses, I encourage them to go to BrenhamEDF.com. We try to make it a one-stop shop for people and businesses looking for information to do business here in Washington County. And they can get information on market research, available commercial properties that are available for them to expand, as well as any type of economic incentives that they might be eligible for to help offset any development cost for them.
We have localized workforce data. And there's information on the retail segment so that they can find out, you know, help assistance with their marketing strategies.
So, I know that y'all give a lot of networking opportunities, too. We've talked about on the show many times the breakfast meetings that go on and the after-hours meetings. Y'all do a lot of things to give business owners the opportunities to network with each other and find opportunities that exist here in the Washington County area.
That's good to point out. You know, they say people like to do business with people they know. That's something that will never go away. Even though there's tons of online shopping, and that is huge, and, you know, there's a lot of tourists that you may not know, but the networking among locals remains an important thing to focus on.
I know when I go to some of those after-hours events in particular, it's always great for me because you do get that face-to-face time with people, and you find out about businesses that, frankly, you might not even have known about. And it's not just from me wanting to go and take advantage of whatever it is they have to offer as a customer, but it allows me as someone who deals with so many people as a financial person and financial planner, I love to be able to refer clients to area businesses. I think sometimes we're sort of like the referral center, the business development center ourselves on occasion, because that way we can say, you know, I know about this business here, and if you're looking for this or this, it's a great opportunity to be able to promote other businesses as well. So please, everybody, if you have a business, do come to some of these events with the Chamber because it's a wonderful opportunity to get to know your neighbors in business and also that wonderful opportunity to refer your clients and your customers to a good area business.
And I think if they go by y'all's website, y'all do have that information available on the website also, all the opportunities to do that.
A lot of events, all the contact information, BrenhamTexas.com. all spelled out, is the Chamber website covering all of Washington County and surrounding county businesses are also involved. And the BrenhamEDF.com is the website for our workforce and our businesses with industry data.
And also an additional resource for businesses here locally is the Small Business Development Center over at Blinn College. They do a great job with business planning for starting your business or expanding your business.
So you certainly have helped everybody weather some of the storms we've had economically here in the area. And we've, apparently from what you guys are saying, emerged pretty well from that. Let me get you to put on your soothsayer and crystal ball guises here and look forward to 2016 here a little bit. Let's start that conversation with you. What do you think your biggest challenges are going to be for 2016?
It's still just trying to provide that workforce training to develop a skilled labor force here locally. And so we were awarded a federal grant from the EDA, Economic Development Administration, to expand the A.W. Hody Technical Education Center that's through Blinn College. And we're in the process right now of starting that construction process. And hopefully that'll be finished, that project will be finished at the end of 2016, possibly early 2017.
So you're talking about helping train people. What kind of things are they trained in?
This will focus on technical training. Some of the new programs that will be a part of that facility will be diesel mechanics, industrial maintenance, and also healthcare-related training.
But they will also do customized training mm-hmm. for any business that has some skills that they want to, you know, train up their local workforce. They can contact the folks through Blinn College Workforce Education and get customized training.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what a wonderful opportunity. Mm-hmm. Very difficult to find that. And so this is, already there is some of this, but you're expanding this more?
We are. There is the existing Hody Technical Education Center, mm-hmm. but they're really at capacity right now, and there is a need for that more job training for the local businesses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They need more space. So we're doubling mm-hmm. the space. If you drive by there in the evening, you can see that it's absolutely full, and they have barely enough room for all the classes, so mm-hmm. the space will be doubling.
Yeah, and see, this is a great opportunity to talk about. See, I was not even aware that that was going on. And so to hear that, you know, we have something locally that's available for job training, that's really very, very important in expanding the workforce, as you had mentioned, Clint. You know, having the opportunity to learn a positive skill where you can plug right in to help grow some of the businesses here that are needing those skills. You know, because one of the questions we always get is, well, where can I go to learn something? Mm-hmm. Because not all of us are great at book learning, but there may be other skills that we're very good at.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. And Blinn College is our great partner on that. I think it's a good time for employers to invest in their people and also for individuals to invest in themselves and be ready with, you know, technology skills that they can use. As soon as the, you know, growth returns, they'll be mm-hmm. ready to be part of that.
Well, that's really terrific news, and there's still more to come, by the way. I'm going to ask them a little bit more about their visions for 2016 and where they're going to be focusing their efforts with the Washington County Chamber of Commerce and the Brenham Economic Development Foundation. Any changes in maybe what they usually do, new tactics, and who are they going after to maybe attract some new businesses? What kind of businesses are they wanting to really bring in that maybe we don't even have here yet? Ooh, there might be some real information. We're going to have breaking news here. Let me come right back from this brief break that Craig's going to lead us into. And by the way, if you're a business owner or if you want to find out more about some of this training we're talking about for jobs, maybe you're looking for something new and you just didn't quite get all the info, we've got some help for you here, and we'll put our folks here from the Chamber of Commerce on the spot for you. So if you need some info, give us a call right now. The line is open, and we'll answer your questions here with Paige Michelle and Clint Colby from the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Tony Navarro, Certified Financial Planner. Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant, in the studio from Neil Financial. Craig Montana running the studio for us. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You are listening to the Money Makeover Show.
And I'm just about to lose my mind.
Blinn College is proud to present Jim Witter's Christmas Memories as part of the inaugural Performing Arts Series at the O'Donnell. Come be a part of the musical journey that celebrates the magic of Christmas with a heartwarming array of Christmas favorites.
Christmas Eve.
Showtime is 7 p.m. Friday, December 11th at the W.W. O'Donnell Performing Arts Center on the Blinn campus in Brenham. Tickets are $30 and available online at blinn.edu/boxoffice or by calling 979-830-4024. Get your tickets today and enjoy the magic of the season.
From backyard barbecues to five-star weddings, Design 2 coordinates and caters your event, providing a quality of food and a level of professionalism with attention to detail that is unsurpassed. Design 2 also offers event planning consultations, available by calling 830-0450. With over 20 years of catering and event planning, Design 2 has the experience, talent, and taste to make your event one to remember. Call David Pashinsky and choose the delectable talents of Design 2.
Don't delay. It's time to make a decision on the boots you're giving for Christmas. Ladies or men's boots by Farini, Twisted X, Boulay, Justin, Chippewa, Ariat, Safari, Denver, Outlaw, or Blackjack. The Brenham Saddle Shop can help you. They have smooth and exotic leathers like full quill ostrich, caiman alligator, or pyrocoo. The Brenham Saddle Shop, where prices are affordable. Family owned and operated for 55 years, Highway 290 East Frontage Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 5:30. Say habla español, layaway available.
This is Greg Goodall with Nelson Livestock Auction inviting you to our female and bull replacement sale this Saturday, December the 12th, starting at 10 a.m. We'll start the sale with 30 Charlotte Angus and Brangus bulls from Pat Griswold and 5 Hereford bulls from Pied Piper Farms. Over 500 females combined include pairs, bred cows, bred heifers, and open heifers. A regular weekly sale will follow the replacement sale. For more information, log on the internet at NavasoteLivestock.com or call Navasota Livestock 936-825-6545. Remember, Navasota Livestock on Saturday, December the 12th for female replacement sale starting at 10 a.m.
KWHI 1280 wants to know, have you been naughty?
Ho, ho, ho.
Or nice?
Oh, yeah.
The friendly country KWHI 1280 Christmas elves have teamed up with several businesses across the Brazos Valley to stuff your stocking with fantastic holiday gifts.
A basketball and a BB gun and a four-speed bike with handbrakes and a dart game and a baseball mitt, lefty.
Or $1,000. To enter, all you have to do is sign up at one of our participating sponsors.
Page Tractors, Plants and Things, Time Day Spa, and Topper's Liquor and Wine in Brenham and Trey Chic Boutique in Bryan.
The more businesses you sign up at, the better your chances of winning. Naughty or nice, we'll let it slide as long as you keep your stations tuned to KWHI 1280 in Brenham as we stuff your stocking.
Ho, ho, ho!
It's Brenham Cubet Basketball Friday night on KWHI. KWHI kicks off its coverage of the Cubets for this season with the District 19-5A opener Friday night at the Brenham High Gym as the Cubets play host to Tom Ball Memorial. Tip-off at the Brenham High Gym is set for 6:30. 6:15 pregame. It's Cubet Basketball on KWHI and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L. Financial offices in Brenham and also in Houston. Got you covered. We are licensed, by the way, in 18 states as financial planners and advisors. And just about anything you can think of in financial terms, whether it's for business or for personal. And sometimes that's a blend for many people, especially small business owners. You know what? We're here to help you. I always encourage people to either call us at the office or come by for the free review. Maybe you've got some old stuff. Jamie and I always talk about this. Maybe old annuities or old life insurance contracts. Before you make a leap and just do away with something, at least find out if there might be another use for whatever that thing is you've been plunking money into for the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Different products out there and different things you can do.
Well, things change. Products change over time. And the truth is, if you're like me, you had trouble remembering yesterday. And so when you have these assets, these products that you've had for 20 or 30 years, it's hard to remember exactly what they're supposed to be doing for you. And it's a great opportunity to come in for that free review and just kind of review those. And maybe they're still doing what you intended them to do, but maybe they're not.
Yeah, so before you make the leap, sometimes you can create a taxable event for yourself when you just shut something down. So please don't do that one. Always ask beforehand, free review, free. And what is our number, Jamie, at the office for folks to call?
It's 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903.
All right, speaking of free, wow.
Are we lucky?
Yeah. You know what? If you have a small business, or even if you're a franchisor, a developer, whatever, medium-sized, large business, could be healthcare, could be manufacturing, it could be retail, could be anything, and you're thinking about breaking out of Houston or wherever else you might be in the big city and coming out to the country, this is a wonderful opportunity for you. We've been talking this morning with Paige Michelle, the president and CEO of the Washington County Chamber of Commerce, and Clint Colby, the project manager for the Brenham Economic Development Foundation. And I am always amazed to hear that there are so many services that are open and available to businesses and business owners for relocating or expanding right here in the Washington County area. Tell us a little bit about this. What kind of services, if I were a business person and I called you up, Clint, and said, you know what, I'm really looking at maybe coming over there. What can you help me with? What kind of people are there? What kind of industries are there? And what kind of, if I'm a retailer, what kind of businesses would thrive the best in your area?
Well, we're open to helping any businesses that are wanting to expand or relocate into the Brenham and Washington County area. And like you said, all of our services are free and confidential. And some of the services we provide are market research. We can customize any type of data for what your needs are. Market research such as wage analysis, demographics, trends, things like that. We also provide site selection services. We do have two business parks for large major employers looking to relocate or expand. And we'll also be willing to put them in contact with any local real estate brokers that are listing any existing buildings on the market. And we also provide assistance with applying for economic incentives to help offset some of those development costs if you're looking to expand. And also we're act as a liaison between, you know, the private business and the public entities and just put them in contact with whoever they need to be in touch with to do business.
Now, I know on your website I have seen where you've done a huge research project, it must have taken months to do this, where you actually looked at especially retail business and the retail climate here in the area, and you've located and kind of boiled down all this information. What's missing, perhaps, what kinds of businesses you might like to attract because they would do well in this area. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for us, Paige?
Yes, and that's called a leakage analysis of your retail marketplace. They know, based on our population and our industries and our community's buying power, what the levels of millions of dollars are spent on different goods and services, and if those aren't in your community, those dollars are being spent elsewhere. And that information is on the website. We have a lot of statistical data on where the leakages are occurring, and if someone wanted to open a business to close that gap and trap those dollars locally, that would be a good strategy. Mm-hmm. We're happy to, you know, personally walk people through the data as well, but it is all on the website. And that was thanks to working with the City of Brenham, Washington County, Blue Bonnet Electric, that we were able to do that study and get all that data pulled together.
So that is a free service.
Correct.
Again, that businesses and you know, especially smaller businesses, I know sometimes people think, oh, you know, my dream is to go and, you know, get you out to the country and I'm going to make this particular enterprise out there. At least you give somebody the opportunity to see if maybe their hope and their dream is going to turn into something that's really needed in this area.
That's right. And I want to mention our partners again at the Small Business Development Center. Those are also free and confidential services, and they will help them look at financing plans and business plans, marketing plans, to make sure that their dream can become a reality. Mm-hmm. Because you want to find out what is the market demand for the various product you may have in mind. And you know what? You may just want to find out what does the market need and provide that. That is a good strategy.
Wow. Well, you know, again, I'm just blown away by the fact that there's so much information available. And if you are a business owner or if you're a franchisor, I know many people who have franchises of various different name brand things that we would know. And I have seen more of these things come here, like a Starbucks, for instance, or a McDonald's, or some of these certainly restaurant area things. But you don't see as many things besides the big box stores and some of those that have come out here, like a Lowe's and a Home Depot. And yet I've got to think that there are other opportunities, not just in food.
Yeah, that's all clearly on the horizon. I think 2015 caused a little, you know, shrink back from some of those plans. A lot of the major retailers, and we were fortunate to get the Lowe's and the Home Depot and the Starbucks several years ago, and a lot of things will follow that. And so a lot of retailers will do corporate-owned stores, and they have various plans, and they're going to go where there's population explosions around the state. But there are some retail brands that people can, you know, buy the franchise rights for in a certain geographic area. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of information that we can help bring to people.
Well, I think that's a great opportunity to get that type of information. If you're looking for a business opportunity and to move into the area to already have all of that information available to you so you can find that particular niche that is missing in the community, the chances of being successful with your business are much greater. And this is information that y'all have already prepared for them that they can access that's free.
That's right.
Why would you not want to take advantage
of
that?
And apparently the banks are ready to lend money. We just need those, you know, people with initiative that want to come to this area and launch something new.
So as you're looking ahead to 2016, you've got these great programs and this wonderful assistance in place already. Where do you see your challenges, and is there going to be any change in what kind of change in your tactics of getting more business and more development here?
Well, in addition to trying to recruit new retail to meet those market demands, we'll continue to recruit primary employers here in Washington County and really generate that new wealth into the community. Doing my market research, I found that 71% of all new job growth over the next 5 years will be from the top five industries here in Brenham. Number one is manufacturing. For 2016, you know, the challenge will be the low oil and gas prices, and we don't expect that to change in 2016. And so, but there are other manufacturing clusters in Washington County that will be experiencing growth, such as the food processing type of manufacturers and bed manufacturing as well. There's a lot of explosive growth in that area as well. Healthcare is the second largest job generator for the next 5 years. They're going to see it jobs related to personal care assistants, nursing assistants. There's always a demand for healthcare-related jobs. And I know Blinn College does a lot of job training for that particular position. And there's also going to be job growth with administrative and office type of positions in the governmental industry. And then the retail and food service industries will also be experiencing growth over the next 5 years as well.
It's kind of interesting because with the Affordable Care Act and the health care, the conception, I think, among the general public is that the health care industry is going to shrink because of that, because of the cost factors. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, because of the Affordable Care Act, the health care industry has seen an explosion this year. Mm-hmm. And so the reality is that it's just the opposite. There is not any shrinkage. There's more health care needs, and facilities are opening, and there's a lot of growth in that area. And I think y'all had mentioned the fact, maybe you can talk a little bit more about some of the growth that's occurred in this area in the healthcare industry.
Mm-hmm. Specifically for the healthcare industry, there's a demographic trend in showing a large increase in the ages of 65 and up, and so that's going to play a major effect in the healthcare industry, as well as any type of senior housing. And so that's just going to have a ripple effect on the economy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know Jamie and I were just at a surgery center group doing some 401k enrollments, and I was struck by the fact that they told us they actually are expanding in the midst of what have been cutbacks in their reimbursements and all the other stuff that's been going on with the Affordable Care Act. They're now actually branching out, getting in even more patients, and a lot of them, I think, are in that demographic that you're speaking of, too, where orthopedic surgery is exploding, you know, in popularity, all the things that you might imagine for taking care of those needs in the population. And so we're starting to see more of that. And this is kind of on the western part of Houston, so I'd imagine that since we have a lot of highway gap in between, that this area might really become a hub to me. I mean, otherwise you've got to go up to College Station, or you've got to stay in Houston somewhere, or the outskirts of Houston. So I would think that that might be something, as you said, would be really expanding here.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. And like I said, we'll have the expansion over the next 5 years in the healthcare industry, and that's just going to be one component that will help stabilize the local economy.
When we come back, we're going to take another little look at the future and tell you how you can take advantage of the many programs that these guys are affiliated with the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. It has been an enlightening conversation.
A lot of great information today. And so when we come back from the break, what we want to do is give them the opportunity to tell you ways that you can get a hold of the Chamber to find out all this great information that's available to you for free.
Oh.
For free.
Wow, the price is right. So if you got a question, by the way, in the meantime, the phone lines are going to be open. If you're shy, it's a great opportunity for you if you've got a moment and want to ask a question or two. And the commercials are playing. Gloria Gaynor, Disco Never Dies. That's going on while we're going to have a private conversation with you if you've got a question.
Clint's going, disco? What's disco?
Well, what's disco? Yeah. Is there a disco app? Maybe we can educate Clint. I don't know. Anyway, here's our number on the Money Makeover Show, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Or if you are busy and you run around all over the place, you want to get in touch with these guys later, we'll come back with that information for you, as well as how to get in touch with us if you want to come in for that free review. Don't forget, Money Makeover Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Faith Faust with Faith in Wellness Health Food Store in Brenham. This holiday season, give the gift of health and wellness to your friends and family. Come in and check out our gift options developed by Wellness Elves with 35 years of combined wellness experience. Allow us to help you with your new life, a healthy life, plus a healthy outlook. At Faith and Wellness, you can get bulk teas, herbs, natural beauty care products, and all natural supplements, which will help fight off allergies, low libido, stomach aches, sore throat, and many other annoying symptoms, and promote overall wellness. For instance, ginger has been used to address a wide range of health concerns, from nausea and head colds to indigestion and migraine headaches. Hibiscus tea supports healthy blood pressure. We carry these and other all-natural and organic foods from gluten-free to sugar-free. Come in and pick out unique holiday gifts for your friends and family. Faith in Wellness, 1011 West Main in Brenham, 836-1243.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Buyer's remorse. Something we've all felt from time to time. It's something that the folks at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment worked hard to spare you from. You can buy just any old tractor, or you can visit Sioux Falls Prater Equipment and get the tractor that's right for you at a price you can afford. Their knowledgeable salesmen work hard to find you the perfect fit. With John Deere financing and savings on multiple implements, now's the time. Stop by today and speak with the friendly staff at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, or visit them online at cptractor.com.
Hi, this is Dana and the team at Six Shooter Junction. We want to wish you a merry, merry, merry Christmas and remind you that Jesus is the reason for the season. We also want to be your holiday shopping headquarters. We're specializing in sizes small to 3X. We've got purses, we've got shoes, we've got scarves, sweaters, jackets, and new things arriving daily. Yes, everything you need to make your holiday shopping complete. Come see us at Six Shooter Junction in Brenham, Hempstead, and downtown Magnolia. Follow us on Facebook, Six Shooter Junction. We want to be your boutique.
MIC Group, a master manufacturer with its two locations in Brenham, is a Tier 1 supplier providing precision machining, electromechanical assemblies, and complete turnkey solutions to its customers worldwide. With global headquarters in Brenham and with international locations, MIC Group continues to be a leader in the manufacturing field. MIC Group is a proud supporter of Brenham High School athletics and supports local students' efforts to excel in all areas, whether in academics, sports, music, or drama. Along with their team members, MIC Group says, "Go team!"
Las Fuentes Mexican Restaurant is a little taste of Mexico in Texas. They offer a full menu with all your favorite entrees, plus daily lunch specials from 11 to 3 with free chili con queso. Kids 12 and under eat for only $2.99 on Thursdays from 5 to closing and all day on Sundays. Las Fuentes has an indoor playground, an outdoor patio, and a party room for large parties. It's the perfect place for your get-together. Las Fuentes Mexican Restaurant, 201 Highway 290 East in Brenham. Open 7 days a week with karaoke on Thursdays.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
That's right. Back with the last few minutes of this edition of the Money Makeover Show. Again, if you want to get in touch with us, you got questions, you want to get your financial stuff at least looked at, if you're going through enrollments and different programs and insurance and all that other stuff at work and you got questions or your 401k, whatever it is, you can give us a call. Come in for that free review. And our number at Neil Financial is 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. And Jamie Keys, what's our website?
MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. Make sure you get all the words in there, MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. A lot of great information there. We have newsletters that come out every single month. Go ahead and go by the website. You can shoot us an email at the website. Also, if you'd like to come in, you don't have to call. You can send us an email.
There you go. And speaking of that kind of info, our guests here today have info for you. We've talked about their wonderful programs with the Washington County Chamber of Commerce for businesses and for all of us in this area to be able to get involved in some of these programs as well. Or if you know someone who's thinking about relocating a business or expanding it here, great. If you're looking for a way to get some job training, that's coming up with them too. Wonderful, wonderful organization, the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. We have Paige Michelle, the president and CEO, Clint Colby, project manager for the Brenham Economic Development Foundation. Folks, thank you for being with us. Before I let you go, how can people get in touch with you?
Right. Thanks for having us on today. If there's one website they remember, BrenhamTexas.com, and that's all spelled out. We have links to the BrenhamEDF.com website on there, tourism industry information, the Small Business Development Center. We have links to a lot of other business development partners on that website.
Anything you'd like to add, Clint, about
Phone number is 979-836-8927, and the website for the Brenham Economic Development Foundation is BrenhamEDF.com. Please give us a call.
We want to thank y'all again for coming in this morning. It's a lot of great information. We want to thank you for all the fine work that y'all do for all of us here, because we're all affected either directly or indirectly by all the things that y'all do to help business development here in Central Texas.
So, again, your phone number to get in touch, 979-836-8927. And that website again, Clint?
BrenhamEDF.com.
All right. There you go. Thank you very much, both of you, for coming on the program this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know I learned a lot.
I learned something.
Wow.
But that's not unusual. I have a lot to learn.
Well, I know you guys have got to run, so thank you so much. I appreciate it. And by the way, again, if you missed out on the information here or phone numbers or websites or whatever, we give us a call and we'll pass them along to you as well. And I know we're happy to do that because it means jobs. It means employment. It means the economy stays good and continues to expand and thrive, and we all benefit from that.
Absolutely. And if you would like, for someone who you would to hear the show who didn't have the opportunity to hear it today, it will be available on a podcast. Mm-hmm. And you can go by the KWHI website or our website at moneymakeoverteam.com and listen to Paige and Clint talk about what's going on here in Central Texas with the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. So you can make sure that somebody else gets the opportunity to hear the podcast.
Yeah, and don't forget about those. We've got all of our shows on there.
We do.
For the last several months. And so no excuses now for not catching up on things and keeping up with various things in
the area. Maybe you had to get out of your car or go in the next room or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
So you have the opportunity to hear it.
Also, by the way, you are our cheerleaders and our PR people. So if you get something out of the programs here that we do every Monday and Wednesday, roughly 9 to 10 a.m. on KWHI, please let somebody else know. That's a little extra marketing there.
Yeah, that's the only thing we ask when you come in for that free review is that you tell somebody about the show.
Yes, yes. That big fee of spreading the information about the program. And also, I know I've had a couple of you, when I've gone to some of the chamber events, as a matter of fact, ask if we do any public speaking. We do. And that is free of charge. So if you have a civic group or a church group, ladies group, men's group, whatever it may be, we have the 10-minute version and the 30 to 45-minute version, et cetera, and anywhere in between. Different topics, anything to do with saving, investing, retirement, long-term care, all of those kinds of things. And we are ready to go on those. We bring our own equipment and our own graphics and the whole deal. And it's easy to understand. And there are no quizzes or tests.
And we're very happy to do that. It gives us the opportunity to get out in front of you and have the opportunity to meet you. And we always look forward to that. And you know, we have the radio show where we like to have you have the opportunity to learn some of the things that are important in your financial life. And so we're always grateful for the opportunity to expand that by getting in front of you and doing the same thing.
Yes. Yeah, so if you want to have us over, glad to do that. And we are very accustomed to speaking in front of people. So hopefully if you need somebody to fill up some of those kinds of needs on your blotter, whether you're, we've done lots of Lions Club stuff and all kinds of different groups. And just shoot us an email at moneymakeoverteam.com, moneymakeoverteam.com, and say, hey, how do we get that done? And what kind of topics do you have? And we'd like to have you come and talk about this or whatever. Glad to do that for you. And again, the free review, always open and available to you. And just give us a call at the office. Talk to Sharon. We'll set that up for you as well at 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Well, that's it for today. Great show, Jamie.
Absolutely. Want to get and thank Paige and Clint for coming in, the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. A lot of great information. It's always nice when they come in.
Absolutely. Thank you all, by the way, for listening this morning, and we will be back with you on Monday.
Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.